Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot accept because it neither sees nor knows him. But you know him, because he remains with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. In a little while, the world no longer sees me, but you will see me because I live and you will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in the Father and you are in me and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. And whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." The Gospel of the Lord. I want to draw your attention to this beautiful Paschal candle here, because it won't be with us much longer. This Paschal candle represents the risen Christ among us, his new life like that dancing flame. But after the Feast of the Ascension, and especially after the Feast of Pentecost, when we blow out this candle and take it away, then what will it represent? Will Jesus be saying, "Hasta la vista, I'm out of here"? Then what? The answer is in today's gospel. In today's gospel, Jesus says, "I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always, the Spirit of truth. He remains with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans." What did Jesus mean by those words, especially by the word advocate? In the original language of John's gospel, the word Jesus uses is parakletos or paraclete. Translated literally, that means one called alongside. And it was the standard term for one who stood alongside a defendant in a legal situation, like a defense attorney. The word is also translated in English as advocate or counselor. So what we are promised here is one who's going to stand beside us to make sure that ultimately injustice and evil cannot overcome those who believe. There's another role for the paraclete or advocate, and that is be alongside those who suffer or who are lonely or need someone to console them. That's why the word paraclete or advocate is also translated as comforter and consoler. Well, has Jesus fulfilled that promise to send that Holy Spirit to be with us and to be in us, that paraclete or advocate, now in 2017? I'm going to tell you three stories and leave it up to you to answer. There are over 13 million children in the United States that live in a home without enough food. Over 13 million children in our country go hungry. One day, about 7 years ago, in Fort Worth, Texas, a 7-year-old boy named Will Lorsey saw a homeless man on the street with a sign, "Need a meal." And he asked his mother, "What does that mean?" His mother told him that there were homeless and hungry people in our country who don't have enough to eat. That really bothered 7-year-old Will. So he got together some of his friends from his school and his baseball team, and together they started frogs F-R-O-G-S, which means Friends Reaching Our Goals. At first, that meant gathering cans of food to give to the poor. But then they began sponsoring sporting events, dodgeball tournaments, then a national campaign, and then Frog's Dinner Club. Now, after 7 years of grants and donations, the Frog's program has served over 700,000 meals, largely without adults, kids from ages 7 to 14, helping other kids. And after the dinner club serves meals, it gives the kids who ate the meals a chance to give back by giving them little food, bags of food to give to other homeless kids that they know and live with. The newscaster who told the story said, "It's a reminder that you are never too young to change the world." Another example of that. There's an old saying, "What do you do if life gives you lemons?" You know the answer. One little girl knows the answer too. After a tough early childhood, she now runs her own business to help other foster kids. By the way, she's in kindergarten. In the small town of Sulphur, Oklahoma, one of the most popular places is a lemonade stand run by 6-year-old Alaya Robinson. Lemonade for Love is the name of her organization, not for profit, and Alaya is on a mission to help children who suffer like she and her brother did. The woman who adopted her said, "They were tossed around from home to home to home, neglected and abused in the foster care system. When Misty Robertson adopted them, Alaya's little brother didn't even have a toy of his own, and that broke Alaya's heart. Then, 4 years old, she came up with the idea to provide every single child in the foster system with a toy. That is, every single foster child in the world. She started in her hometown with a Facebook ad inviting people to come and buy lemonade at her stand for this cause. She made $136. And from there, it just kept getting bigger and bigger. The Robinson family recruited volunteers to share their story on social media, and now they have raised enough money to pack special little yellow lemonade-colored gift bags for more than 1,000 foster children. The bags are filled with what Alaya considers necessary, essential. These are things she went without when she was a foster child, like a toy, a blanket, a Bible, toothpaste, and a toothbrush, because, as Alaya said, "In foster care, I had to brush my teeth with a dirty rag." She's now a local celebrity, turning lemons to love, and she's in kindergarten. Final story. A man named Dion Carter was grabbing a chicken dinner at a fast food restaurant when he noticed that the young lady serving him seemed exhausted. So they got into a conversation, and 28-year-old Shawana May told Don that her dream was to become a nurse, but she was really struggling to get the tuition. So on his way home, Don wondered how he might help her. When he got home, he got on his computer on a website called Random Acts of Kindness, and he put up this notice: "Who wants to help send this young woman to school?" He hoped to get 300 people to give $500. Within 24 hours, he got the $1,500. And when he took it to Shawana, she just broke down in tears. That fund has now reached over $7,500. And when Don went to Popeyes to tell Shawana how big this fund has grown, he couldn't keep back the tears himself. Shawana told the news reporter, "I'm going to be the best nurse that ever came out of Kansas City, Missouri." When the host of the national news closed that segment, he said, "That proves again there's a lot of good people out there." Is this the Holy Spirit doing these wonderful things, feeding the hungry, helping the poor, bringing comfort to foster kids, or just good people doing good things. More so, when people are trying to bring peace and justice and an end to violence in Syria or Iraq or Afghanistan, or trying to bring help to the millions of starving, especially children in Africa, is that the Holy Spirit at work? People without faith may not believe that these things can be the work of God and the Holy Spirit. But we, people of faith, believe that the death and the resurrection of Jesus unleashed the Spirit, energized the Spirit, wherever good overcomes evil and life overcomes death. Even when this candle goes out, the God Spirit will be very much with us in our ordinary lives and maybe in some extraordinary circumstances. In our Eucharist today, may the risen Christ energize each one of us with the Holy Spirit to keep the fire going in any way that we can. For the Holy Spirit doesn't seem to come to us today so much in winged doves as wearing little yellow sneakers or even eating chicken at a fast food restaurant. Amen.